Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast, your single location of all things industrial, because we celebrate you, the industrial hero. You are bold, you are brave, you dare greatly. You solve problems, you're changing lives, you're changing the world, you're the dream makers, you're the miracle workers. That's why we celebrate you on this podcast. This is podcast number 2 in our series of cybersecurity. When you're in digital transformation, when you're saying, hey, and I've talked to a lot of people, and you're saying, hey, we want to go down this digital transformation journey. Yeah, cybersecurity. Let's get cracking. Yeah, you can't just sit there. Can't just sit there and say, oh yeah, we want to go down digital transformation, which you should, which is important. And it is necessary to create a business of resiliency, long-term success, competitive advantage, you name it. It's important. And there are incredible individuals out there, incredible companies that you need to contact. And of course, they've been on the Industrial Talk Podcast because we're all about the need to educate, collaborate, and innovate. So that's what we're all about. Now, this is podcast number 2. This is with Richard Koo. He is with Trend Micro. And I like their tagline. Here's their tagline: securing your industrial digital transformation journey. Yeah. And on this particular conversation, we're going to be talking about industry business technical challenges with organizations on their digital transformation journey. Yeah, that's what we're doing. However, grab your paper and pencil because this is cybersecurity. We're celebrating cybersecurity. We're celebrating the people like Team Trend Micro, boom, or TX1, right? That's another company, same parent. But anyway, we're celebrating cybersecurity this month just because we talk about digital transformation. We keep on sort of overlooking that cybersecurity side. So with that said, there's an event. And it is it starts June 15th if you're in the Asia Pacific area or the Middle East, Africa, Mediterranean. It starts at that time. Or if you're in the Americas or Europe, June 16th, it is live, right? Boy, they're going to be pumping it out. And I will have all of the information, the times, and how to save your seat. Yeah, it's global, baby, and it is necessary, and it's important. And you're going to be hearing from Eva Chen, and she is the co-founder and CEO of Microtrend. So they've been around a long time. She's seen a lot. And I highly recommend that you do that if you're on this digital transformation journey. All right, let's get on with the podcast. Once again, this is number 2. If you haven't listened to number 1, Cybersecurity Threats, Challenges, and Risks, go out there. It's out there. It's published right now. This one's going to be industrial business and technical challenges facing organizations as they go through digital transformation. Important conversation. Richard nails it. Of course he does. And here it is. All right, Richard. Welcome back to the second installment of the Trend Micro Cybersecurity conversation. And we're going to be talking on this particular podcast, industry business and technical challenges facing industrial organizations as they go through their digital transformation slap and journey. Richard, how are you?
Good to be back, Scott, and good to hear from you again.
I'm telling you, I'm hypersensitive to cybersecurity. I'm hypersensitive to what is taking place specifically with industry and their desire to go down the digital transformation road. But a big component of that is, of course, their cybersecurity and being focused on that. What are those challenges that we are talking about in this industry and the technical challenge in industry?
Yeah, so I think like every other industry, right? I think over the last, I would say, you know, many decades, as organization going through that transformation, right? You know, regardless if you, you know, if you look at back in the 90s where, you know, that you had that transformation from, you know, desktop to server and a client server architecture to wide area network to the internet, now virtualization and cloud, right? And every time you see this transformation, right, every other decades, you do have a, I would say, a level of concerns when it comes to cybersecurity, right? Because as you transform the organization, you open up more, you know, I would say, vectors and more threat vectors for the organization. And it's very similar to this digital transformation, you know, also in an industry or in the industrial space as well, right? You know, when you go from industrial 1.0 right now to 4.0 and you see that big changes and you start to see more, I think, threat vectors, you know, coming around. And so definitely there is a lot of business and technical challenge facing many, you know, organizations. One specifically, I think one of the biggest one is, you know, we talk about the lack of domain knowledge, right, or expertise out there in providing sufficient cybersecurity knowledge and, you know, I think countermeasure for organization. And that's a big one. I think today we are facing a big challenge in that for many organizations, right, because, you know, lack of, you know, expertise. The second big one, I think, as organization going through this convergence between IT, OT, right, you know, you have a very unclear roles and responsibility between the IT organization and the OT, and that have not yet been fully defined and, you know, not clearly defined by many organizations. So that is a big challenge, I think, for many organizations as they go into transformation, right? Because traditionally, all the cybersecurity are typically managed by the, you know, IT folks, right? And now you're adding this additional component that create, you know, that big challenges. We also talk about kind of the third thing is all this legacy liability, right? You know, you got some of this environment, some of this platform, some of these networks have been around for decades. And, you know, many of these systems are old, right? You know, especially if you have a SCADA system or HMI machine that are running Windows 7 or right, Windows XP, and those environments is old. It doesn't get update or patches, right? So that's a big challenge. And so that legacy, those, you know, issues has become a very, very important thing. The fourth thing I think is a big, you know, I think business challenge is you have this, I would say, organization tend to pursue, right, the economic over of the cybersecurity, right? Meaning that they tend to, you know, focus mainly on the business side and kind of, you know, cybersecurity offers kind of the secondary, you know, I think, and so this is a big challenge. And I think we kind of move, I think cybersecurity have to be, you know, I think side by side with each other, right? You have to have the same priority as part of your planning or, you know, of your business plan. And I think the fifth thing, I think is also kind of that return on the investment, right? ROI, right? You know, sometimes it's very difficult for, you know, organization, for example, like Trend Micro, right? For us to go talk to, you know, company about cybersecurity, right? And, you know, sometimes they say, well, you know, what's the ROI? You know, how do you prove that return on investment, right? So it's, I was telling people, it's like you're buying insurance, right? You know, you got to buy insurance to cover yourself in case something happened, right? You are protected or you are, you know, at least you get coverage. And that's kind of some, what's similar to kind of like, you know, cybersecurity for the, you know, ICS or the industrial control environment. And of course, I think that the other big challenge, you know, we are seeing a lot lately, right? It's also some of this regulation or compliance, right? Or some of the executive order, you know, from the, I think, government, right? So, for example, the recent, I think, executive order from President Biden, right? Also, you know, making it as, I think, some kind of guideline for organizations to start to put in place a cybersecurity plan for the, you know, critical infrastructures, right? And so those are some big, you know, interesting, but also regulation that is a big challenge for many business. So I would say these are some of the big four or five items that, you know, is really a big challenge for many organizations.
All right, listeners, let's summarize real quick on what we're talking about here. The first one is lack of domain knowledge, big business challenge. IT/OT convergence, absolutely agree with that. Legacy liability, that's number three. Note that out. That's really interesting. Organizations in pursuit of economic benefits versus that need to look at their cybersecurity element. Number five would be the return on investment, ROI, sort of from a cyber perspective and companies or customer perspective, difficulty in trying to quantify the value of cybersecurity. Right. And finally, number six, the regulation and compliance, and of course, executive orders coming out of DC that are requiring businesses to implement or have guidelines. Very important. Let me go back back to the number one. When we start talking about lack of domain knowledge, how do we solve that? What do we do to solve lack of domain knowledge?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of things that I think organization can do, right? You know, for example, as an industry, right? You know, we all started to, you know, go out there, right? And really educate and train organization about cybersecurity, but also, you know, out of the university and some of the college, right? Where you start to see many, you know, I would say university start to provide training, education and certification or programs or degree program on cybersecurity, right? So I think that's one way that we can actually really increase the level of, I think, you know, expertise out there. So I think that would be very helpful. I mean, today, I think we have probably more than a million plus, you know, I would say cybersecurity jobs have not been filled. And I think that will really help by having more expertise out in the field. So that's one thing.
Hold on. I have to interrupt. Yeah. You just spouted a million plus openings, did you say?
Yeah, I think last year when I look at the number, you know, from some statistic, you know, it indicated that there are more than a million jobs that need to be filled when it comes to cybersecurity, right? And that's really a big challenge for organization because especially when understanding, right, both the IT and the OT environment, right? Because, you know, having IT skill is one thing, but having both the IT and the OT or industrial control cybersecurity expertise and, you know, I think experience, that's a really big one.
What do we do about that? And I'm going on to the next one. I like how you answered number one. Number two, how do we address and gain greater synergies between IT activities and OT activities?
Well, I think that there's a couple of things that I think organizations can do, right? Typically, traditionally, you don't have this, I was a conversation between these two groups, right? And there have to be more collaboration, right, between the IT organization or OT organization. And that needs to happen. And that means it requires, you know, let's say doing the planning in cybersecurity together and make sure that both sides come into the table and have that conversation. And understand the roles and responsibilities, who need to do what, and define clear guidelines for everybody. So I think that's really going to be able to help people on that area in terms of this, you know, I think roles and responsibility between IT, OT. I think the other way to do it also is, you know, I think, you know, organization need to be to fully, right, understand that cybersecurity, it is not just a IT issue or an OT issue, right? You need to really have a holistic understanding of what happened on both environment. And that also I need to happen, right? I think, and when you start having some of this conversation, I think you're going to be able to solve some of this, the issue, right? Understanding this is not just an IT OT issue, but it's a company issue. So those are some of the few things that
you're spot on there, Richard. And what I see, as a result of this, it is what it is. It's Industry 4.0. It's digital transformation. And if you're a company, if you're a manufacturer, if you're in water, whatever you're in, you're going to have that ability to collaborate and then have that holistic view if you want to go down the, you know, digital transformation journey. It just is. No other way.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Go ahead. Yeah. No. I think it's difficult to really address the cybersecurity by just looking at one side, you know, only. Right? You have to have a holistic view.
I like that. Let's talk about legacy liability. What do we, outside of getting new computers, what do we do about legacy liabilities? What's the solution?
Well, you know, I think some of this environment, especially in the industrial control side, right? Some of these systems have been around, you know, for decades, right? And they were never really designed to, you know, kind of rip risk, or it was never really part of that design or implementation from the beginning. And so some of the systems probably going to continue to go on for the next, I would say, you know, maybe 5 to 10 more years, right? Until a new system are put in place. And so I think there are some, things that organizations can do, right? You know, for example, some of this environment, even though they're running, let's say, you know, Windows 7 or Windows XP, right? There are, you know, technology and capability that can help address some of this issue. Like, for example, if you have an HMI machine running Windows 7, right? Even though you see a lot of vulnerability or it requires some patches, or there's whitelisting or lockdown solution out there in the market that you can actually deploy in some of the systems, you can lock it down. Or there are other type of, let's say, IPS capability that you can actually put in front of somebody's box so they can filter all this traffic and make sure that they are, you know, being, you know, checked and verified for any potential risk to the someone's HMI machine, right? So those are some of the things that I think company can do, right, to address some of this. Then probably last but not least, really kind of, you know, make sure that the security solution that are put in some of this environment are designed, right, in a way that is for this kind of environment, right? You cannot just go down and, you know, try to, you know, pick up some, you know, IT product and expect to work on some of these, you know, industrial control systems, right? And so, you know, building an adaptable or, you know, adapted solution that can, you know, easily adapt into the existing infrastructure or this existing environment, I think that would be very helpful. So those are some of the two or three things that I think organizations can do, right? And there are other things that I think are tools and technologies out there already as well.
Is it important to be able to understand, like from as I look at inventory, to understand those vulnerabilities out there, those old legacy systems, those legacy liabilities? Is it important for you to have that,
right,
that understanding and then develop a strategy with that?
Yes, I think it's very important to understand, you know, what's going on in your networks and your environment. I think it will be very helpful for you to, build a good strategy or a plan to address some of the cybersecurity, right? And I think, you know, I would say the last couple of decades, we're really more talking about IT, right? And we have all this shadow IT system, you know, bring your BYOD, stuff like that, you know, into the company. And that's also created a lot of challenge. As we go into this similar transformation on the, you know, IT industrial control side, we will have shadow OT, right? And so having a very good visibility across all these different devices, in your organization, you know, how your network construction look like, I think that will really help you to plan a good cyber strategy from top to bottom.
How do you, and this is number four, how would you address, businesses are going to always look at the economics of whatever project they're putting in place. They're going to say, we do this, we get this benefit, this economic benefit. How do we start to incorporate the necessity to bring in the cybersecurity conversation at the beginning of these conversations?
Yeah, I think that that's a very important, question, Scott. And, you know, I always tell folks, at least people that I speak to, that, you know, cybersecurity should be part of your, you know, planning, right? It's part of that early planning process and be baked into your overall strategy, right? And you will be able to basically see the return as you start to implement some of this plan, on your strategy or as part of the implementation plan.
I believe that it's definitely.
So I think this. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I think, like, for example, maybe in order for us to really show them, you know, the economic, right, that, you know, cybersecurity can add value, right? We talk about the planning, but also, you know, we can show that, you know, having a cybersecurity strategy in place, and, you know, we can show, you know, instead of showing maybe the C-level, you know, people just the bits and bytes, but really kind of tell them that, hey, you know, if your system go down for X number of weeks or months or days, right, here is the cost for, let's say, production, right, or here's the cost for having your, let's say, system to go down, right? You know, if you can show those kind of economic numbers, I think that would be quite beneficial. And so this way that we can do that, there are, you know, model that, you know, I think organization create to show that.
Yeah, and that's in line with number five, that is the ROI. I mean, yeah, you might invest something, it's hard to quantify it, but it's easy from my perspective to see the risk that exists out there and how it applies to your business. And if your business goes down for a period of time, how much money you're in that business to ensure that asset stays up and productive.
Right. I mean, especially on the industrial control side, right? I mean, I think the keep the operation from running, right, is a big critical issue. And the safety and the liability, right, of the system, right? I mean, those are probably two of the most important, especially on the industrial, you know, side of things.
Last question, and this is with the number six, that regulation and compliance. How is Trend Micro sort of leading the way? Because just like anything else, whatever comes out of Washington might be some sort of, you know, sketch, but it requires companies and organizations like Trend Micro, yourself, and professionals to be able to say, oh, what are you guys doing there to help businesses understand that regulatory and compliance edict?
Well, there are a couple of things that we are doing, especially when you have, you know, regulation and compliance like this, you know, out of, you know, say, DC, right? Couple of things, right? One, you know, we work with our partners, right? Try to truly understand what are the requests and what are the guidelines from the orders. And then we will work with this partner to understand that and try to write requirements and plan to address some of this, you know, requirements. So for example, that requirement actually came, and I think the recent executive came in, and I think they requested for like CISA, right, or you know, some organization to come out with some kind of best practice, right? And in there are some recommendations to about, okay, what type of security control that you need to put up in place to address you know, this particular issues or challenge, right? And they will provide that recommendation, right? And then we, as a, you know, security provider, right, we actually come in and we say, all right, for, let's say, activity A and B, right, we have this type of security control that address those two, you know, requirement, you know, stuff like that, right? So that's what we've been working on, you know, working with our partners to do that. The other thing is that we also actively, basically, try to understand exactly what each of those, you know, I think requirement coming from, you know, say, the government, right? And, you know, we will work, you know, with that, our product development organization to make sure that our security solution are designed in such that will address some of this concern, right? So, you know, one of the big things they talk about on critical infrastructure is what about like some of the SCADA system, right? How do you lock down some of the system, right? Or how do you protect some of the system? Well, and now we are basically trying to figure out, all right, what's the best way to lock down, let's say, a HMI machine that's running, you know, Windows XP, right? Well, there's a couple of ways, right? One, you could, you know, put a lockdown solution that you can actually lock down that system, make sure that nothing can be, you know, compromised or nothing can be run on that system, because typically those systems are designed such that only a type of application to run, right? And so you can do that. That's already a first step in helping the customer to adjust some of this, you know, I think executive order and some of these requirements. So those are a few of the things that we are doing in terms of these orders.
Is there going to be a validation that they comply with the guidelines, the new guidelines, the executive orders?
Well, I haven't seen any enforcement yet, right? I mean, I think today most of those guidelines are more of a guideline and make sure that organizations are start to put some of this in place, especially for some of this critical infrastructure that are affecting, you know, I think our economy, right? So those are guidelines. I don't know if and when that's going to become, you know, something that will be enforced. You know, I think there are certain verticals, you know, I think that it may, right, need to be enforced, right? To make sure, you know, organizations can start to implement. And, you know, for example, like maybe power and water, right? Or energy, right? Those are, you know, critical infrastructure, you know, that can our economy. So, but at least for now, I think that there isn't any, you know, enforcement yet, right? It's more of a guideline.
All right, let's summarize this incredible conversation. We've got six key points. Lack of domain knowledge, these are business challenges. IT, OT, convergence, they need to collaborate, need to have that desire to look at your business holistically. Legacy liabilities, of course, that is a big and important component, but there's ways of being able to lock down that. We're looking at the pursuit of economics versus the cyber side, but that has got to be done at the beginning of this conversation, which then rolls into the ROI, because you don't want your asset to be sort of just sitting there falling apart because of being compromised. And the last one, of course, is regulation compliance and, of course, the new guidelines. Did we leave anything else out?
All right.
All right.
Well, no, I think those are good.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Well, thank you, Richard. That's an incredible value for the listeners out there. Let's put it this way. If you're in the world of digital transformation, if your business is going down that avenue, you need cybersecurity, whether you like it or not. And that conversation has to happen at the beginning. And you're going to have to figure out what your legacy systems are, your legacy liabilities, and address those as well, so that your asset is up and running and doing what it needs to do. All right, Richard, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, we're going to also have all of his contact information if you want to connect with him, which I highly recommend. It'll all be out on industrialtalk.com.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, this is, once again, podcast number two in our cybersecurity love fest, whatever you want to call it, because you need it, because you need to be engaged into your digital transformation journey, everything that's associated with that, and cybersecurity has to be at the very top of that conversation. All right, if you have not, you got to find out about podcast number one. It's out on industrialtalk.com. Again, because cybersecurity is so doggone important, we've got an event. It's out there. It is covering all time zones, right? So it's June 15th and June 16th, depending on where you're at. But I've got the link out there on industrialtalk.com. So fear not. Find the place that you're at. And it's going to be featuring Eva Chen. And she is the co-founder and CEO of Micro, Trend Micro. Very important conversation. All right. Be bold. Be brave. Dare greatly. Hang out with people who are bold and brave and daring greatly, and you will change the world. We're going to have another great cybersecurity podcast right around the corner, so stay tuned.